Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Friday. It is noon Central Time. That means it's time for Cars on the Move, where Ty connects dealers, auctions, and carriers. We talk about growing auto transport business, whether you're a carrier, dealer, broker, maybe you're a dispatcher, maybe you're a family member, maybe you're just starting out, maybe you've been in it for a while, maybe you're looking at blue sky and you want to sell your business. Do me a favor, after you leave a like, thank you so much for doing that. Really do appreciate that. You can, below this video, click share, click copy, grab that YouTube link. Whether we're live or on demand, you can share this. We encourage you to share this. Because we know, and I get emails all the time. In fact, I just had one last night. Jay, can you please send me a copy of your 20 Steps to Start Car Hauling Checklist? So I did that. Because we're here to help. Remember, you can go to autotransportintel.com, click on sign up, become an ATI insider, get on the email, talk to Ty, find out what our roundtable and community is all about. We certainly want to help you. Also, please do feel free to jump into the live chat. Silver Mint is moving junk cars to the scrapyard car hauling. Let's talk about it. Let's go to Ty. Ty, what's going on?
It's a little windy today. I'm in Kansas City at America's Auto Auction in the transport parking lot, kind of like about every Friday. Behind me, you see a car hauler, okay? See the truck and the trailer?
I do.
That's what we call a high mount. So you have a tractor, a normal semi, two axles, and you have a trailer that attaches to the semi tractor, right? These are some of the things Brian talks about on Wednesday. This is a car hauler. And it hauls up to 7. That's a Walimo high mount. Walimo makes a decent product, but there are several others to choose from similar to that. So there it is for the car hauler. Now for the car dealer, if you look real close, you see the F-150, the Audi Q7, and another F-250. So that should tell the dealers that they're, can you hear me okay with the wind? Can't hear you at all.
I was saying it's a little dicey. I had my mute on. The wind is a little intrusive, but I do hear you.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to, now. How about now? I'm covering up the microphone.
All right. Keep going. Let's see what happens. There you go. Windscreen.
So, for the carrier, there's some example for you. That's what we call a high mount. We can talk about how to load it later. But for the car dealer. Looking at that, that's inventory, right? This is what I call fresh inventory. It was in the auction. Somebody bought it. It's going out. So if I'm a dealer and I'm looking for trucks and SUVs, there's my clue, right? We're just observing. It's pretty obvious, especially for the lurkers out there. So there's our carrier. There's our dealer. And we're at the auction. And you see business transaction, right? Business is happening here.
And so on that, so like some of the, you know, because you meet people a lot. Who do you see in the transport parking lot?
Okay, good question. So you, this is, again, why I love the physical auction. Let me say that one more time. This is why I love the physical auction. Watch this. Watch. In the transport parking lot right now, there's a car hauler. Three. There's a wholesaler over here. What's a wholesaler? He buys cars and he sells cars from dealer to dealers. He doesn't sell retail. He just sells to other dealers, usually at auctions. How's the wind?
It's the wind is back, but I still hear what you're saying. And so you're on the move, your car's on the move. You are basically you're describing a microcosm sample of our giant ecosystem.
Yeah, well, there's more. I only got two so far. So then next you see carpoolers out here running around. What's a carpooler, Jay? Carpooler is the guy that the transport guy calls first. In the verification, you know how you on Thursday you're always talking about verify, verify, verify? Well, after you do all the verifying, now you know the gate passes are for sure at the guard shack. So your next phone call is to your driver. Your driver, go to the auction. Next phone call the carpooler because my driver's going to be there in 3 hours and I want the cars out, ready to go, okay? So I'm in the parking lot. There's the car hauler. there's the wholesaler, and there's car pullers running around. Then if you go a little bit farther over that way, guess who's over in that parking lot? All the car dealers. And they're doing the business, right? Then you got tow trucks coming in and out of here. You got, I mean, there's money flying around everywhere at the auction, the physical auction. And there's business being done at the physical auction, for real.
As you describe it, you're making me want to go and see it, talk to people, grow my business. Is it just me? Am I the only one that's thinking that way right now?
Maybe not. But here's the deal. You know, circling back to Tuesday night's show, after the show, I realized, oh, we were doing a panel, right?
Man.
I was doing some interviewing. I didn't really, when we started it, I didn't really think of it like that. But that's kind of what we were doing. Anyway, there's a difference between the entrepreneur and the guy who wants to F the man. So Thursday, we see a lot of F-bombs in the live chat, right? F the man. Okay. So the difference here, you guys don't like it when I say this. I know you don't, but I'm just being honest and somebody's got to say it. The difference between owning your own business and working in your business, okay? Remember the book I said, everybody go get the book, E-Myth. E-Myth. Go get the book. We're on chapter one, and we're talking about you, right now. And what we're talking about is the difference between being a technician and owning your own business, being an entrepreneur, right? What's the difference? Okay, there's three examples. There's the carpenter guy. He's figured out how to build stuff. He gets it. This guy in the book, he calls it an entrepreneurial seizure. Entrepreneurial seizure. He has a moment where he decides, I want to be an entrepreneur. I know how to build stuff. I'm going to start my own business. The next one is Peggy, right? She's wants to start her own diner. She's been working at the restaurant for the last 10 years. She's ready to start her own business. The next one is an attorney, right? An attorney, he's been working at a law firm. He knows how to do attorney stuff. He's going to open his own firm. The problem here is that knowing how to do the work is not the same as working on the work, the business. Does that make any sense at all, Jay?
It does. And so I just found this book online. Okay.
Show a picture of it.
Yeah. So you're reading this right now. Let's see here. Now let me make sure I don't have. Okay. I'm on Amazon. I know. I'm on Amazon and I found the E-Myth Revisited. Okay, this is it, right? Why most small businesses don't work and what to do about it.
Yeah, that's one. Now I'm reading the E-Myth Mastery Program, I believe it is.
Oh,
Master.
Oh, okay. E-Myth so,
there you
Mastery.
Go,
oh, okay.
I've moved on. I've already read that other one.
Oh, you did? The 7 yeah. Essential Disciplines for Building a World-Class Company. Wow.
Yeah, that's the one I want everybody that is part of our core to get. And once a week, I'll throw in something on that chapter. It's a pretty big book, pretty good read, but it's brutally honest. And I think it makes me feel better because it's supporting basically all the same crap I talk about all the time, which is there is a difference between owning your business and owning your business.
Well, And I was going to say, and I know cause that's cool, man. That's really cool that you found this book that you like talking about because it's helpful to get that anchor, right? I always think about rappelling up a mountain.
Yeah.
You know, you set a hook and then you set another hook and then you set another hook, right? And that's what coaching is like. You're setting hooks on a mountain to make it easier for someone behind you to climb up and save all the agony that it took to put in the hooks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think that this chapter one uses different words to say what I was trying to say Tuesday night.
Okay.
I want to own my own business. I got a truck and a trailer. I need a dispatcher and a load boy. Okay. At the end of that, you're going to have a truck that's worn out and a trailer that's worn out. And some good stories and some really bad stories.
Right, exactly. You're going to be able to get the attention of the entire bar for nights on end. You may not have a successful business, but you will be popular.
Yeah. And so what they're saying there is like, well, Ty, you need to shut up. Nobody wants to build a world-class business like Sam Walt. Okay, Jay, have you ever heard of Peggy's Diner?
I don't know what you're talking about. No. Peggy's Diner?
Okay, good. No. Yeah, well, Peggy's Diner started the same day, year that Walmart started.
Okay.
Peggy's Diner only lasted 10 years.
Okay.
So everybody gets mad and says, Ty, not everybody needs to be...
Walmart.
That's not the point. You're missing the point. Point is, you need to build a business that operates without you.
Oh, because when Peggy was gone, the diner went gone?
Start thinking, how can I do... Jay and I do this, and we don't even talk about it. Jay's really good at certain things, and I know that, because I pay attention.
Thank you.
So I asked Jay, do that. You're good. Jay pays attention to me. Ty's good at certain things. Ty, you go do that. We're doing the same thing, building to leave this someday or sell it.
Well,
I mean, Jay might not be, but I shouldn't have said that. That's out of context.
No, I like
point
it.
Is yeah. We're trying to build something.
Well, what I am doing is this, is that I'm trying to build a channel that I don't have to sit in the chair and manage.
Yeah. And yeah. So you're thinking ahead, right?
Yeah,
I absolutely am. The point of the book and the point of the car hauling that we're talking about is as you approach this idea, even if you're already in it, it's okay. We're here to help. We got to start thinking a little bit more business is what I'm trying to tell you, right? Just because we know how to drive the truck, load the cars, and doesn't mean we know how to do business.
And so let's do this too, because one of the things that I think people see me try to do is that I try not to stay on one principled topic for too long, because I know we all have certain attention spans, or maybe we're like, eh, I don't kind of buy it. Can you go to something else? So I want to do this. Staying with this and staying with you, Ty, I want to talk about somebody we had on Dispatching Live yesterday, okay? Now, I'm not going to bring up anything, no personal information, but this is to help. Okay, Daryl was on yesterday in the live chat. Good morning from Arizona. I'm new to the whole business. My husband, so Daryl is right, the wife. My husband and I, he's got the truck, although I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm going to be taking care of the dispatching part. Please help. I mean, this screams Ty, right? They're moving to Atlanta. He is and I'm trying to see if I know how long he's been in business. But it's a 4 or 5 car hauler. And they're moving to Atlanta, and she's going to be the dispatcher, like, right? Sales dispatcher. Okay, now that you know that, what should they do? Because here they are. She's on Dispatching Live thinking she's got to start from ground zero, become a dispatcher, and she's going to be booking him off the load boards as, you know, a newbie. And if he's relying on her for business... Man, how are they doing?
There's hope. So, and I always, you know, you can look at this in a negative light real easy and you can start picking it apart. That's easy. Anybody can do that, right? So how do we take this situation and turn it to positive? That's how I coach. That's how I talk to people. I listen to what they say. Now we go. So here's my advice. Once you get to where you're going and you get comfortable, what do I always say? Dealers are heavily invested in local community. So get involved with local community. Where are car dealers? What are they supporting? Are they supporting the kids' baseball teams? Are they supporting the soccer teams, basketball or volleyball? Whose political, you know, team are they supporting? What are they doing? The car dealer, right? They probably stay out of politics, but you understand what I'm saying. My advice for that situation, you've already got your truck, you've already got your trailer, you're already thinking dispatching, do me a favor and do some homework real quick. So from where you now live, where you moved to, find out all the auctions in where you live, if there are any. Next, go out about 100 to 200 miles. How many auctions? Which way? Up, down, this way, sideways? Where are they? Start booking loads. I would stay probably within nobody likes to hear this. Nobody. I would stay within 200 miles, 250 max. And I would start booking cars coming back to where I live. And I would go meet the car dealer when my husband's dropping the cars off with a donut or a coffee or a Sonic Happy Hour. Okay. Or Slim Jims. So you're making relationships with people that live in your community. Everybody where you live finds out what you do. There's a good chance that they're all buying cars at the same auction 200 miles away. So start making relationships where you live. Well, I don't like people and I'm afraid when I go into dealerships. Okay. Use Central Dispatch to book the load. When the dealer knows that his car's coming, he wants to talk to you. Okay. Does that make sense, Jay?
Well, it does. And so I'm going to keep adding more information because, and this is what I think we saw Tuesday night. You've got all of these different threads of information and perspective intersecting live. And this is an example of that. So I'm going to paint more. So they're in Arizona, they're moving, and they're up to their eyeballs in just moving and logistics. So I don't know if he's loading out of Arizona. She doesn't have time to look at loads right now in Arizona or go talk to anybody in Arizona. Really, what's next for them is landing in Atlanta. I think that's where they're at. So, and when they get to Atlanta, he said he would like to pick up in Atlanta and do things like go to Texas. And Sue is like, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, and the thing is, I know this too. Atlanta to Dallas is probably one of the most common routes. You're not going to really make any, what's the word?
Relationships, money.
You might be able to make relationships, but you're probably not going to make a lot of money. It's such a common route that the rates have just been driven into the ground, right? So probably not focus on that most common route, Atlanta to Dallas, but not to say you can't do it. So knowing that, now what would you add? If you were talking to Daryl talked to you today, what would you say based on what I just said?
Well, there's a factor here that, again, nobody really wants to talk about, but there's a money factor, right? So knowing the, and I bring that up because there, if we have the stash to move, then when we get where we're going, the ability to ride out maybe a month, 2 months, because moving's not easy, right? And it costs a lot of money. And it's getting set up at the new place costs a lot of money. So I don't know the financial situation, but we'll go with okay. So if the financial situation's okay, then we slide into long game. Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have something in 20 years? If you do, I would talk to local car dealers, find out where they're buying their used inventory, how they're buying their used inventory. What do you mean how? Well, are they buying online or are they physically going to the auction? Do they have a buyer that goes and buys their cars and they just stay at the shop and sell cars? Or how do they do it? There's a couple different ways. Okay. Find out.
Okay. So I'm going to do follow-up. I'm speaking on behalf of Daryl. You're the coach. I'm Daryl. Okay. We're moving to Atlanta. Let's say that we're moving to the northeast side of Atlanta. Because I know Atlanta's one of those cities that you can't just drive all over the place. It's like LA, right? You got to choose your area. All right. Let's say it's northeast Atlanta. I can't think of the cities there, but let's say it's northeast. I think College Park is near there. Anyways, all right. You pick northeast Atlanta. Daryl's going to be there next week. Are we saying that not much longer after she gets there, try to go talk to local dealers?
Yeah, I would go probably if I was going to be there like unloaded and unpacked Saturday and Sunday and I felt good about life, I would go Monday.
All right. So she's going to need your help because, man, she when it comes to dispatching, she's at ground zero. So,
well,
yeah.
So the funny part is I'm not talking about really dispatch.
I know you're not. Right. I know. You're talking about building relationships.
Yeah.
Right. I know. But what I'm saying is that her level of knowledge of the industry is low. And yeah. So she's going to feel very vulnerable and intimidated walking into a dealership.
Right. So use the load board. Okay. You're kind of familiar with that. Let's go what we're kind of familiar with. We're kind of familiar with the load board. Okay. If you watch on Thursday, Sue and Jay are really good about telling you that's a dealer. That's a broker. That's a carrier, right? So learn to identify, this is my opinion, I could be wrong, learn to identify on your load board, Central Dispatch, that that's a dealer. I want to book a car from maybe 150, 200 miles away from where I live, coming back to where I live, that a dealer posted. So are there, is that a reality, Jay? I don't know, I'm not a load board guy, but I think I heard you guys talk. It seems like it's possible.
Sure, and the truth is, anything is possible on the load board. In fact, that's why yesterday's show is called Do Whatever You Want. Okay, and I say that, of course that's a joke, but it doesn't seem like a joke when you look at the load boards. All right, and I like that we're so I'm going to try to send Daryl your way. She might have already signed up. She might be signing up in the near future. We'll see her again. And I even said, you know, you might want to tune in today. But she could be, again, up to her eyeballs in moving boxes right now. And that's understandable. But that is,
One of the things that, you know, depend on your personality, right? I mean, we gravitate towards people that are kind of like us. So when you move to a town, I'm going to guess there may be somebody you know. Typically, you just don't, I'm going to move. Right?
That's my guess, too, that they know somebody right. in Atlanta, yeah.
So my advice is, do you know anybody that changes tires? Do you know anybody that changes oil? Do you know anybody that fixes windshields? Do you know anybody that does paint work? Do you know anybody that does dents, pops dents out of cars? The reason I say that is because here's what I tell people on the phone all the time. I just told you a whole bunch of stuff. Now go prove me wrong. Call me back and tell you're wrong. My guess is if you know somebody that changes tires, he probably changes used cars tires for used car dealers. He probably knows some used car dealers. So if that's your buddy, the tire guy, go ask him, do you change tires for used car dealers? Probably does. My point is I don't know who these people are at all, but they're probably moving there because they probably know somebody. They probably have connections and relationships that they may not be aware of that would lead them to the used car dealer.
You know, in the past week alone, not only did we do Tuesday night Beyond the Fuel Island, where we had Brian and Lionel and Sue and Candy. Boy, did we have a start car hauling business party. But in the past week, I've already sent another person requested my dispatching training series spreadsheets and a copy of the 20 steps to start car hauling. What is really interesting is something is happening. More and more people find out. It's funny that the views don't reflect it. All right, go ahead. I'll leave that. We're good. Just keep going. We'll just blow right by that one. Okay, so let's talk about Tuesday night. Next Tuesday night. Let's see here.
I wanted to know. I haven't heard back from Ben.
No, and you know what? And that's okay. What he doesn't know is that, you know, we're used to it. You know, I think a lot of people just don't know. They don't know what they're getting into. Like, what in the world are you guys doing? I actually have that conversation a lot. It's okay, because we're going to keep showing you what we're doing. For example, Tuesday night, Better Condition Reports. Our featured speaker is Matt Arias of America's Auto Auction. That guy is so legit. He's an arbitration expert.
Dude, he's awesome.
That's how legit. That's what we're doing. I mean, I can't believe it. And then Matt is the featured speaker. After Matt, we're going to bring in, I got to look at the calendar and pinch myself to make sure this is real. We've got Brian Shear of ConditionReports.com and Joe Miller of Auto IMS.
Oh.
And then, we're not even stopping them. And then, we're gonna add on top of it. You know how I love to just keep adding people?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
So we got the featured speaker, then we're going to add first panel, and then we're going to add second panel to the mix. We got Joel Hawk Black Widow, and Pogue Chevrolet all in one. We've got Steve Gerch, Montana Auto Auction.
No!
Yeah, and we have Tim Scoutless of Max Digital.
Holy cow. Wow. Dude, you know what we're going to have to do a little different?
This
last Tuesday, we ran out of time. We're going to have to do a better time management.
Okay, it's funny you say that because so that's on me. So what I did, and Brian was like, shorten your monologue. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to work on tightening up. I got to tighten up the screws. And the thing is, I always have too much industry news anyways. And Larry last kind of... So I'm working on that. Because we're gonna be with you by 8:40 Tuesday night.
Okay.
You're going to help me introduce Matt. Because it was the three of us, if you recall, during the IARA Roundtable Energy Show. Where Matt was just throwing...
Oh, man.
Condition reports and arbitration bombs. So we'll interview him together.
So that's amazing in and of itself. But if I'm not the best email guy, but I thought I saw an email. There's some kind of a new announcement coming from somebody. Is that right? Have you heard anything about that? New feature?
Feature? Yeah, you're right. Okay, so Wednesday, we've got a special live event on Auto Transport Intel. I can't believe there's so many things happening. Black Widow, noon, next Wednesday, new feature announcements. That's right. Good call. Yeah, so you're going to want to tune in for that.
And this condition report stuff is really interesting because it... there was another article. I think you even mentioned it Tuesday night about the new, if the light's on, check engine light.
So, yeah, ADESA is adding OBD2 codes from a reader to the CR. I want to go to camera one for a second. Listen, if you're watching, you're like, man, these guys are really excited about something, and I still don't know what it is. I just want to say this is that in the... So when what we do is we take Auto Transport and we blow it up to the automotive industry, right? Which I don't think anybody has done yet. And that's why we keep doing it. And it seems confusing to some people. It's no secret that some of the things we do here are a bit confusing because we're doing something new. And what I'm talking about is carrier side knows vehicle inspections inside and out. But they don't know the buyer side, the condition report side, inside and out. The irony is those two things couldn't be more connected. The vehicle inspection and the condition report are literally, it's the same coin. It's just different sides of the same coin. So as we connect that on Auto Transport Intel, for it seems like the first time ever. I don't know why no one did this before, but we're doing it. And to prove it, that's why Tuesday night with condition report experts, we're gonna continue this journey of connecting the two. And one day, people are drinking lemonade on their robot porches. They're gonna go, yeah, I remember that. Auto Transport Intel was the company that finally said, yeah, those two things aren't more connected, and we should talk about it regularly. So that's what we're doing. So. You know, kudos for all of us here now. We get to witness the journey rather than talk about it. You know, we talk about things in the past. Actually, I want to read this in the live chat. Chris says, E-Myth is a great book, Ty, given to me a few years back from a real estate investor. Chris also says, check out Vivid Vision by Cameron Harold. It's an awesome book.
Oh, yeah. He told me about it. Chris did. Yeah, I need to get that. Yeah. Vivid Vision.
Vivid Vision by Cameron Harold. And also, Silverman says Peggy's Diner is in California and is still open. So
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, no.
You can always... Fast Eddie's always got...
Oh, Fast Eddie. In fact, Fast Eddie is on the ball. Where's the melting block of ice? Truth. We were supposed to have dealer slang today. Did you know? So Tim couldn't do it. He is, I think he's running, checking out colleges with his daughter.
Yeah.
So he couldn't make it. We are going to do dealer slang next month. In fact, he updated the name of that. He's calling it, what's he calling it? Instead of dealer slang, he said, you saw this. I'm going to find it. Car Guy Dictionary.
Hey.
That is going to be, which is even better than dealer slang. Car Guy Dictionary. Yeah, I like Car Guy Dictionary a lot. So we will do Car Guy Dictionary, and that's it. We're out of time, Ty.
Well, it always goes fast, and it always seems to have a lot of information. I'm sure we left out a bunch, but I think the goal is figure out who you are and work on the business, not in the business. Have a great weekend. If you need me, call me. I usually answer my phone and tell you I don't know. We'll try it.
Oh, I'll put it. Ty, 417-483-2764. Give him a call. Ty, you'll be back Tuesday night. Actually, you're in the special live event Wednesday. So there's no DOT compliance next week. We'll be back, oh my gosh, on Thursday. This is so funny, too. On Dispatching Live yesterday, since it was do whatever you want, I see something happening in Dispatching Live. Is almost like, you know how when you siege a castle, you're kind of rallying the peasants and all the people that are kind of upset at the monarchy, and pretty soon you get enough people that you get like a battering ram and you go for the moat. I think that's what's happening. So
I think you're right.
I think so too, man. So Thursday's show, and actually I have a feeling. Okay, you know what we found out yesterday? This is crazy. We were going on and on about chicken nuggets. How you could get chicken nuggets on a load board. If you waited 10 minutes, you could get some chicken nuggets. That feature's gone.
No more chicken nuggets.
The chicken nuggets are gone.
Oh.
I mean, they've been there forever. Also, man, what we were talking about is that there's also now a colored list. If you're a carrier and you break such and such rules, you end up on this colored list. We're going to start doing colored lists on the other side of the fence Thursday.
That'll be good, too.
It's crazy, man. Crazy.
Well, I read something the other day. Somebody in a thread somewhere, whatever, post. I wish they would bring back the thumbs down button.
Where? The thumbs down button where?
I don't remember where. Okay. On social media.
I don't know. I get some thumbs down. I'll probably get one for, you know, talking out of line like that. But the thing is, there's a lot to do. And even today, you could tell, like, today's show, we had some real things we needed to talk about. And I see, like, we're still heading up the ramp, but the relevance is growing. I even got contacted on LinkedIn this morning by a rather large company that was curious of what exactly we're doing. So the word is out. And that's why I said what I said about the views. I don't know. I can't.
Lurkers. You know,
lurkers. I can't figure it out. Fine. Give me just 5 views because it doesn't make any sense. I get so many emails and stuff. Whatever. Whatever. I don't know.
Whatever.
Whatever, man.
Whatever Thursday.
Do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want. I don't care.
We're going to be here. So I sure appreciate you. Listen, man, I know that we actually have, what we'll do is I'll email you. We'll button up a couple things. We got next week happening, and then we'll be in touch because we've got Automotive Logistics Detroit right around the corner. Got to get ready for that. Obviously, there's a million things going on. So, man, keep in touch with me. Thank you so much for another great show, dude.
That was awesome. Have a great weekend.
You too, man. All right. See you, everybody. Take care. Thanks for joining us. Peace out. Stay safe. And...